Ramsey TV.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tie up a loose end from Friday on the Alan Hess One Gospel situation, the One Gospel deception. I'm afraid I left people maybe with a troubling thought when I named my show Alan Hess is Anathema. I want to elaborate on that, explain it. Some people might think I was saying that Alan Hess isn't saved. I'm not saying that at all. I want to explain to you what the word anathema means. I'm going to go to a passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 3 on that. And then I'm going to show a three-minute clip that Angry Alan, made in 2018 in a video I think he titled, There is Only One Gospel. And one of our friends, Drew Costin, our fellow viewer, fellow believer, said, well, Martin, maybe we should give him the benefit of the doubt. He does say there's one gospel, but it's Paul's gospel. He does say there's only one gospel, but it's Paul's. So isn't that good? Well, that's what he says. But the way he exercises it, it is extremely confusing, and it leaves the door open for all sorts of error. And I'll explain exactly to you what I mean by that. This is Martin Zender. Welcome to MZTV. Check the link below. Another video came out. Rodney Paris, Martin Zender combo, the 1-2 punch. I made a video in 1997 called Endurance Isn't That Hard. How would you like to learn about that? Well, there you go. It's down there. Endurance Isn't That Hard. I made it in Baldwin, Michigan in 1997 in the summer thereof. So don't forget about that. Okay, now you need to know, first of all, I didn't tell you this before, but I mean, Alan Hess and I are friends. I've been to his house. I've been with him many times. I taught at his church. He didn't always believe this way, according to his own testimony. He used to believe in two gospels. Then, I don't know what happened, but he went off the reservation, and now he says there's only one gospel. But I like the guy. He's funny. His family's great. His wife, his kid, great. Great guy. I might have spent the night at his house. I don't remember. I might have. Anyway, he lives in Faith, North Carolina. Great guy. So just so you know, this is not personal. Some people got upset at me. They say, you were making fun of Alan. No, I was just imitating Alan. I mean, I put on Alan's accent because I was imitating him. There ain't but one gospel. That's an imitation. You might think it's making fun of him. Maybe it was just a little bit of a... But no. I was just imitating. Yeah. What do I do when I imitate the Christian God? Well, I don't know. What do you do? There you go. The Christian God talks like that. So I'm just imitating. I'm not making fun of the Christian God. That's just the way he talks. Same with the objector from the Bronx, that little old lady. Martin Zender. I'm just imitating the lady. So, let's get to it now. Anathema. Paul's the one that said in Galatians chapter 1, if anyone brings a different gospel other than the one we bring to you, let him be anathema. That's why I said, well, Alan's bringing a different gospel. Not on the face. He says he's bringing Paul's gospel. This is one of the things I want to clarify. He says he's bringing Paul's gospel. But he also says, and here's the thing, here's where I would disagree with Drew Costin. He also says that Peter and Paul are teaching the same gospel. And people have also said, why don't you just call Alan Hess, talk to him? I did. I called him in 2018 after the video, the clip you're about to see from the video in 2018. I called him and I talked to him. And in that telephone conversation, he told me that Peter was a member of the body of Christ. I said, what? How can that be? In Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek. Paul himself, in Philippians, said that those things which were gained to him, including the fact that he was from the tribe of Benjamin, he treated as refuse. It's no longer worth anything to him. Peter can't say that. his Israelite heritage means very much to him in the kingdom. Because remember, Peter asked Jesus, what will our part be? We've left homes, left families. What will we get as a result? Jesus said to Peter, you will sit on a throne judging the 12 tribes of Israel. 12 tribes. It's a very Israelite thing. Peter did not throw away his national identity. Peter was not in the body of Christ. Later, Alan said, well, maybe I was wrong about that. Maybe he is not in the body of Christ. But this, maybe you're wrong about that? I mean, Peter's letters are still in the scripture. John's letters are still in the scripture. James's letter is still in the scripture. If Peter is teaching the same gospel Paul is, then Peter's letters are as applicable to us as Paul's are. And so is James's letter. We can go to Hebrews as equally as we can go to Ephesians if Peter and Paul are teaching the same thing. When I show that clip, you're gonna see it. I'm also going to comment on Alan's assertion that when Paul says in Galatians 2:7, the gospel of the circumcision, the gospel of the uncircumcision, he says, well, and there is a big difference between of and to, right? Some versions say the gospel to the circumcision, the gospel to the uncircumcision. If that's the case, if the word is to, then we could be talking about the same gospel. The example I always give is if I play the music to the Japanese and the music to the Mexicans, I may be playing the same music. But if I play the music of the Japanese and then I play the music of the Mexicans, completely different music. Of is what is called the genitive case in the Greek. It has to do with the character of a thing. To talks about the direction of a thing. I'm going to get into the five cases of the Greek noun after I show the clip. But back to anathema. It means devoted to destruction. I said Alan was anathema. Angry Alan Hess was anathema. Devoted to destruction. That sounds terrible. Am I saying he's not saved? No. If Alan Hess believes in the death of Christ, in other words, he rejects the Trinity, if he believes that Christ died for his sin and rejects free will, then he's in the body of Christ. But for this teaching, he will suffer loss. Okay, I got one step ahead of myself. Anathema, devoted to destruction. The word destruction in the Greek is apolue. It's there's three English elements behind that Greek word apolue, and it's from whole loosing. From, whole, whole loosing. To put that in simple terms, it means loss, to suffer loss. So anathema is devoted to loss, devoted to destruction, that is loss. In what aspect will Alan, for this teaching, be devoted to loss? Well, for that we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, when Paul talks about how we will appear at the dais of Christ, and nobody's immune to this. I'm not immune to it. I'm not immune to suffering loss at the dais of Christ. If I'm teaching something wrong, then I'll suffer loss for that. Will I still be saved? Of course. Of course. This is different than just being saved. In 1 Corinthians 3, starting with verse 10, Paul says, according to the grace of God, which is being granted to me as a wise foreman, I lay a foundation, yet another is building on it. Yet let each one beware how he is building. I believe this has to do with teaching. For other foundation can no one lay beside that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone is building on this foundation, gold and silver and precious stones, or wood, grass, and straw, each one's work, this has to do with your works, not your salvation, each one's work will become apparent, for the day will make it evident. For it is being revealed by fire, and the fire, it will be testing each one's work. These are members of the body of Christ this is going to happen to, or should I say for. Don't be afraid of this, by the way. We're going to be immortal at the time, and these things that are negative about us are going to be burned away, and it's going to be a relief. It's going to be a relief. It'd be like somebody taking a thorn out of your toe. It's like, ah, thank you. It's just going to be a deliverance from any wrong thing The fire will be testing each one's work, what kind it is. If anyone's work will be remaining, which he builds on it, he will get wages. If anyone's work shall be burned up, he will forfeit it. If anyone's work will be burned up, the work, he, the person, will forfeit it. The person then will suffer anathema, loss, destruction, apolluē. Yet he shall be saved. Yet thus as through fire. So Alan's teaching on this, there's only one gospel, it's going to be burned up because it's not true. Alan will be saved as through fire. And he'll be glad to see it go in that day. He goes, What was I thinking? Thanks for getting rid of that. I'm not immune and you're not immune. I'll be saying the same thing for something I taught that was wrong. What did I teach was wrong? So that's what I meant. That's what Paul said. Let him be anathema. It's a serious thing. Oh, it's very serious. I'm not making light of the thing. It's a serious thing. Right? So, okay, now I'm going to go to a 3-minute clip from 2018. You're going to hear him say two things. You're going to hear him say that Peter and Paul taught the same gospel. That has serious consequences. I'll explain it after the clip. And then you're going to hear him say that the word of the circumcision or to the circumcision, it's interchangeable. It can be either one. It can't be either one. There's a definite way to tell if it's of or to. But first, the clip.
But the topic that's been coming up to me and been brought up to me is the fact that Peter and Paul, which live in the same dispensation, lived and preached during the same period of time, that they preached two different messages. And they based that on Galatians, and turn with me to Galatians 2. We're going to hit that one again. I mentioned it last week. Because I talked to about three different people last week that disagreed with me. And the chapter and verse that all three of them, this is no lie, all three of them quoted Galatians chapter number 2, verse 7. And let's read what it says. He says, but contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. That's the verse of scripture that they used. Now I looked up those words there, and I noticed that whenever I looked up, say, this uncircumcision and the circumcision, I actually went to go look up the word of, like the gospel of the circumcision or the gospel of the uncircumcision. The word of doesn't have its own word. In other words, of the circumcision and of the uncircumcision was all covered under one word, and the Greek word used there was to just the Greek word for circumcision and uncircumcision. And what you'll find that a lot of times words like of and to and stuff like that were added to the scriptures years ago, to put it in English form so that it would read easier in English. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? And this one gentleman sent me an article talking about how that of right there, of the circumcision, being that when you look it up in the Strong's Concordance, the of does not have a word for a Greek or Hebrew word to cover of. It's of the circumcision and of the uncircumcisions were in parentheses together covered under one word. So actually that of the circumcision can actually been read kind of like to the circumcision, to the uncircumcision. And we used this as an example last week as just a catch-up. I used as Harold. It's the same thing as saying me and you would have ministries and God would lay it upon your heart to go to the youth groups and God would lay it on to my heart to go to the seniors. Now, I would have the gospel to the seniors or of the seniors. He would have the gospel to or of the youth. Now, that doesn't mean... Now, are me and Harold taking two different gospels to these groups of people? No, we're taking the same gospel.
Okay, Angry Alan wasn't so angry in that one. I got a lot of comments from Friday's video. Why did you torture us with that? We don't want to hear people yelling. Well, this one was much better. So, again, you heard him say that Peter and Paul were teaching the same gospel. And the reason I say this is dangerous, that even though Alan might say there's only one gospel, Paul's, he's claiming that Peter, and if it's Peter, then it's John and then it's James. If Peter has forsaken the circumcision gospel, the gospel God gave to Abraham, that Israel be the head of all the nations, and through Israel all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. If Peter threw that away, and he would have to do that if Alan is right, Peter threw that all away, jumped ship, and joined the body of Christ, and now Peter doesn't care about his nationality at all, now Peter doesn't care about the law, and doesn't care about the earthly kingdom. This is ridiculous. But that's the danger of saying that, is that now you can pull from any scripture. You can pull from Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You can pull from James. You can pull from Peter's epistles. You can pull from Revelation. It's all the same. It's all the same. There's only one gospel, according to Alan. Problem is, in 1 Peter, you'll find things like, we're a royal priesthood. The nations are not a priesthood of any kind. In 1 John, you'll find that if you don't forgive your brother, neither will Christ forgive you. In Hebrews, you'll read about a certain fearful looking for judgment. In Revelation, you find that he who endures to the end will be saved. The corollary there is if you don't endure to the end, you won't be saved. It's all one gospel, according to Alan Hess. No, it is not. That's a dangerous teaching. So you can say one thing, that it's just Paul's gospel. But then, if you say Peter and Paul taught the same gospel, then you have to say that the epistles of Peter, because the epistles of Peter and the epistles of John and Revelation, these were later letters. These were after Paul was called, after Paul began the body of Christ, after Paul began to teach. And these are still in the scripture. So you will have to say that 1 Peter and 2 Peter are talking to the body of Christ, because Peter was in the body of Christ, according to Angry Alan Hess. According to Mr. Hess, John's in the body of Christ. So all the things that John writes about forgiving your brother or not being forgiven applies to the body of Christ. Hebrews applies to the body of Christ. This is the door that Alan leaves open that will lead people to just the whole Greek scriptures were all written to the body of Christ. All body of Christ truth. But think of that. If that's true, then Peter would have to forsake the calling that Jesus gave him. John would have to forsake the calling. All those guys would have to forsake the calling that the terrestrial Christ, who came according to law and came fulfilling law and who said, follow my commandments, basically, or else, that all applies to the body of Christ. You see where this leads? That's an anathema gospel. So you can say all you want, there's only one gospel, it's Paul's, but the reason that is careless is because that then allows you to import all these other gentlemen's letters, Peter, James, and John, into the body of Christ. And that, my friends, will lead you. How many times have you read Hebrews and you say, oh my God, fearful, waiting for judgment? What does that have to do with the grace of God? Nothing. James saying, we're not saved by faith alone, but by works. Faith without works is dead, says James. What? Well, if everybody's now jumped ship to Paul's gospel, then that's part of Paul's gospel. Not true, my friends. Now we get to the two and the of. Alan claims in this video that two and of are interchangeable. You see how he does that little sleight of hand? He says, of or to. No, you can't do it. So Alan makes a statement here that the word of has no corresponding word in the Greek. Well, that's only partly true. In the Concordant version, the word of the circumcision, of the uncircumcision, are in dark face type. So the word of does have a presence in the Greek. But Alan says, but it's not a separate word. That's right, it's not a separate word because it is attached to the definite article the. He claims in the video that the to or the of is attached to the noun circumcision. It's not. It's attached to the definite article the. And there's a definite way to tell whether it's of or to. So just a quick study in the Greek here. In English, we put things where they belong in the sentence, so you know what each part, where each part of speech belongs. The Greeks, they just threw words together and they indicated the purpose, they indicated the function of a noun or a verb by suffixes and prefixes, not by word order. They added a suffix or a prefix to a word, to a verb or a noun, and that told you the function of that part of speech in a sentence. Now, for nouns in the Greek, there are five cases. A case is the way the noun functions in a sentence. There's the nominative case, the vocative case, the accusative case, the genitive case, and the dative case. The nominative case would be the subject. The vocative case would be anything referring to a person, place, or thing. The accusative case is the object of a verb. The genitive case denotes character of a thing. The dative case shows direction. The genitive and the dative are what we're concerned about here. So forget the other three. Forget the nominative, vocative, and accusative for now. Okay, now there's a rule in the Greek, a rule in the Greek, that when the definite article appears before a feminine singular noun, in this case, circumcision is a noun, uncircumcision is a noun. Oh, I also need to tell you this, that also, two things a noun can be are, there's two considerations, I should say, for the noun, and that is gender and number. So a noun can either be feminine, masculine, or neuter, and it can either be singular or plural. You find that in the French language. I took 4 years of French, and a pencil is female, a pen is male. You have le or la. La is female, le, that's the definite article, is male. Why they have genders, I don't know. It's cute, I guess. It's cute. But in the Greek, it's very important. Now, when there's a definite article in front of a feminine singular noun, as is circumcision, if it's the genitive case, two Greek letters will be added to the letter tav, the letter tav indicating the definite article the. As I told you, of the is in the Greek text. You look at it in the concordant version, it's in dark face type. Of the, it has a presence in the Greek text, but it's not its own word, it's attached. The of is attached to the. So the letter indicating the definite article would be the tav. In English, it looks like a capital letter T. If it's the genitive, if the circumcision, if the noun that follows is in the genitive case, that is the character of the thing, the character of it, the music of the Japanese, the character of that music, the character of the Mexicans, or the gospel of the circumcision, the character of that compared to the gospel of the uncircumcision, different character, different gospel. It's clearly indicated in the Greek by adding the letter eta and sigma. So when you see a tav and then an eta looks like a capital letter H. This is in the ancient Greek. Sigma looks like a C, but it's not a C. It's the Greek letter sigma. If it's in the genitive case, this is a rule in the Greek. It doesn't fail. It's a sure thing every time. When you see the tav, the eta, and the sigma, it indicates the genitive case. When it's the dative case, that is a two, the location, the sigma will be dropped. No sigma in the dative case, that is the direction. And that's what Alan prefers, that because he thinks it proves his point that, well, they're taking the same gospel to the different people. You saw the example he gave. I take the gospel to the youth group. You take the gospel to the people in the old folks home, the retirement home, whatever. We're taking the same gospel to these different groups. That would be the case if it was two. That's the dative case, shows direction. Doesn't care about the character, shows direction. If it was two, then in the Greek, you would only see the tav and the eta. They would drop the sigma. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I have the Concordant Greek text, and I showed it to you in the video I made, Emergency Broadcast. Again, if you, I'm not going to link it down here again, but you can look at a Friday show. I link it there. I talked about this. I showed you in that video. I showed you the actual Greek letters in my Concordant Greek text. You can clearly see the Tav, the Eta, and the Sigma, which looks like a T, a capital T, capital H, capital C. THC, hey, there you go. That indicates the genitive case. It's the nature of the thing. It's of the. Guarantee you it's of the. These are not interchangeable. And I would tell Alan, yes, it is in the Greek. There is a representative word, but it's not by itself. The of or the to would not be by themselves. They would be attached by a suffix to the definite article, which is the word the. The circumcision, the uncircumcision. It's there. The of is there, but it's not by itself. Again, it's added as a suffix with the letters eta and sigma to the word tav, which is the definite article, the. This proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's the gospel of the circumcision, the gospel of the uncircumcision. You can't pick or choose. Well, it just means it could mean over two. No. Greek is a very specific, very detailed, as you can see, very detailed language. Doesn't take any chances. It's not loosey-goosey like English. And Alan didn't study this well. He's really not qualified to talk about it. I hate to say that. I really do. It sounds like I'm making myself out to be, oh, I'm some superior person. No, but I studied this like crazy. I studied the parts of speech because I wanted to know why it was of. And so I looked into all the details of it. See? As you remember from Friday's show, I showed a clip from Alan's video from October of 2021 where he says, somebody wanted me to read some article in 1892 by so-and-so, volume one of issue, what. I don't need that. Yes, you do. Yes, Alan, you did need that. You did need that. Somebody was probably referring you to an article in Unsearchable Riches magazine, and it would have given you detail, linguistic detail, language detail from the original Greek that would have caused you to avoid saying this terrible thing that of and to are interchangeable. Well, you can put either one in there because the word doesn't appear in the Greek. It does appear in the Greek. Again, it's attached to the definite article, the. And so we are looking at two Gospels, my friends, and it's evident everywhere in the Scripture. Once you realize this, it's everywhere. And people, I've told you, people have said to me, Martin Sander, you make it so complicated. Two Gospels is complicated. Two Gospels is complicated? No, one Gospel is complicated because now you have to take all these disparate truths. One set of truths is true for Israel. One set of truths is true for the nations, and you have to try to make them fit. You have to try to make James, who says faith without works is dead, fit with Paul in Romans 3:28 that says we're saved by faith apart from works of law. You have to somehow make those. That's what's hard. You have to fit a terrestrial destiny for Israel, try to make that gel with a celestial destiny for the body of Christ. Ephesians 2:6, Christ seats us among the celestials. You have to make that somehow be one thing. You have to make forgiveness gel with justification. Forgiveness assumes guilt, justification denies guilt. You know what's easy? Being able to put this Israel stuff in that box and body of Christ stuff with the nations in this box. Oh, now I can separate these things that are different. That's what's easy. I got a compartment for what the terrestrial Jesus said concerning the law of Moses, which continues in John's letters, continues in Peter's letters, continues in James' letters, continues in the book of Hebrews. I know where to put that. In the Israel box, the gospel of the circumcision. Where do I put grace? Where do I put justification? Where do I put saved apart from law? Where do I put a celestial destiny? I put that in the Paul box. I put that over here with the nations, the gospel of the uncircumcision. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, two gospels. When you realize it, when you realize this truth, it makes the scriptures make sense for the first time. You don't have to try to wrestle like the theologians have been trying to do for centuries, trying to make James fit with Paul. They've come up with so many convoluted, tortured answers for this that they're not answers at all. They're desperate attempts to mix what is not meant to be mixed. What God has joined, let no man put asunder. Yes. But let no man join what God has put asunder.